Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Game. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Gentlemen, today I'm feeling a mix of extreme anger and extreme sadness. And it's really not a good combination to feel. Just a little while before we came on the air, we were informed that the suicide bomber at the Kabul airport, who had previously been reported to have injured perhaps three American servicemen, in reality, according to what we know anyway, has killed at least four American servicemen. Four lives lost. And this is due to the incompetence and the recklessness and the misguided nonsense that is Joe Biden's plan to evacuate Afghanistan. And it's ridiculous to think this isn't going to happen again. Now, it doesn't matter. I'm hearing people say, it wasn't the Taliban. I don't care who it was. I don't care if it was the Taliban. I don't care if it was Al-Qaeda. I don't care if it was ISIS-K. I don't care who it was. The place is filled. It's like a desert filled with poisonous puff adders just running around waiting to kill somebody. And the genius in charge of this country decided to pull the troops out before the civilians and effectively set up a kill zone. You know what that is? That's when there's only one way out. And the enemy knows it, so the enemy gathers at that one place because that's where everyone will be that they want to kill. You may as well send them an invitation. This was Joe Biden's brilliant plan. This was his military genius's brilliant plans. All of them need to go. I don't care. I'm hearing people say, do you really want Kamala Harris? Yes. Yes, I do. Because she's got to be better than him. There has to be a message sent. I don't care who's next in line. We can deal with it in the next year's election. But there's got to be a clear message sent here. You can't just let this happen. And there's no consequences. And I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you ahead of time. We don't screen calls here. If one person gets on this phone and says, yeah, but Donald Trump, you're going to wish you never heard the name Donald Trump. Okay? Because let me lay some facts on all of you non-Trump supporting never Trumpers who think they know everything about everything. When Donald Trump first started these negotiations with the Taliban, which could be ill-advised, but if you wanted to pull out of Afghanistan, you had to do it. He told the Taliban leaders, one American, one, even so much as gets hurt by you or anyone, all these negotiations are done, every one of them. Guess what happened in those 18 months of negotiations? Not a single American got hurt. You know why? Because they believed him. You do not have to be Sung Zi to see that you can't have one exit. Let the soldiers out first. Tell the civilians to get to the airport while you're basically telling the enemy that's where everybody's going to be and not expect catastrophe. And I, listen, as much as I blame Biden, I also blame his generals. What the hell are you generals of? General misinformation. That's what all your names should be, because that's all you know. Well, we don't even know how many people are on the ground there. Well, who does then? If you don't, who does? What are we supposed to know? You complete imbeciles. Believable what is happening. And I fear this is not the end. I fear this is not the end. I hope and pray I'm wrong. But I don't think I am. You had Bahram Airport. You couldn't secure that, though, right? Nobody was getting in there. If you had your soldiers stationed there, there's no way. No way. It would have been a secure exit strategy. Get all of the civilians out first. Get all of the Afghan people who have worked with our soldiers out. Then the soldiers exit. I don't care if you say, well, that would have made some of the Afghan people realize that we were leaving. But they're not realizing it now. I swear to God, this administration is like arguing with a little child over who took the cookie out of the jar when you caught their hand in it. Oh, no, I really wasn't taking the cookie. I was trying to get it for somebody else, and then somebody told me that, please, I'm tired of passing the buck. This is all the Democrats do. Pass the buck, pass the buck, pass the buck. The blood is on your hands. Not Donald Trump's hands. Knock it off already. What the hell's the matter with you people? Are you brainwashed? All you can think is Trump. Trump must have done it somehow. You've lost your boogeyman. You can't blame it on Donald Trump anymore. For 4 years, he's been your personal boogeyman. Anything that bad happens, Trump's fault. Anything that good happens, Democrats did it. He's gone. You lost him. You've screwed this country up. And now blood is on the hands of the President of the United States, and I don't want to hear Donald Trump's name. Because if I do, that means you are no better than a Scientologist. You are no better than a walking zombie, and you should be selling poppies at an airport somewhere. Because you have no mental capacity. You have been totally brainwashed. You have been totally taken over by Trump derangement syndrome. We have heard from all of his top military strategists, this wasn't our plan. We were going to secure the Bagram Airport. We were going to do X, Y, and Z. We were going to let the Afghan people first and then the American citizens first and then the soldiers last. The Taliban knew what they had to do. And they agreed to it until Joe Biden became the president. And then they said, gee, you think the guy who's letting people just walk across the border filled with COVID while he's telling other people they have to wear masks and get tested every day of their life is really going to stop us if we just make a surge? You think those generals who are testifying before Congress saying, we think white rage is real and we're reading books on it and we're trying very hard to make up for our white privilege, you think they're going to stop us? You are the equivalent of the sniveling little cowards on a playground who tell the bullies, please don't take my lunch money. I need it for nutrition. I'm weak and I need to eat. Please don't. And then you just get your eye blackened every day. And you still keep up with the pathetic, please don't take my lunch. Until somebody comes along and says, hey, yo, you put one hand on that kid's lunch money and I'll tear it off and shove it down your throat. Do you have my gist there, mister? And then that guy walks away, and then the kid on the playground says, you're mean, I don't like you. Grow up, because now it's not about the economy anymore. Grow up, because now it's not about what your pronouns are. Grow up, because it's not about anything else other than American lives have been taken. And I don't want to hear Donald Trump. And I'm being dead serious with you. You better take a damn good look in the mirror, because every single one of you who said, Trump is mean, Joe Biden's going to bring the world together, America is back, you're responsible for this. And I tell you who else is responsible for this. You weak-kneed Republican crybabies who couldn't wait to get Trump out, couldn't wait to put the knife in his back, as well as the far, 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 far right who's living out in a shack somewhere saying, what we need is my next-door neighbor to be the president. Because he's cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you go and vote third party, and you put the Dems right back in the White House. So guess what? You're responsible too. When you're faced with a choice in life, you take the lesser of two evils. You don't say, no, I'm going to advocate my responsibility by choosing present. Me not voting is my vote. Me voting for Mickey Mouse or Donald Duck is my protest. You're an idiot! You picked the lesser of the two evils. I don't care if you don't like Donald Trump at all. I don't care if you think he's an egomaniac. I don't care if you think he's a misogynist. He wouldn't have got these people killed, and the proof is in the pudding. Go ahead and vote for whoever the hell you want. But elections have consequences. Remember who said that? Remember who said that? Let me refresh your memory. Barack Obama said that. Well, here's the consequences. Here's the consequences, folks. You got your $15 an hour, but a Big Mac is $9. The economy is crashed. I don't care whether they're saying it's rising. It's rising because you shut it down. That would be like me saying, well, I am going to stop all traffic on the highway. No cars allowed. And then I say, okay, blue cars are allowed, and say the traffic's increasing. You're the one who shut it down. So, of course, if you open up a little bit, it's going to look like it's doing better. Here's the real truth, 5.6% inflation. Even our own allies, taking a look at this and saying, who the hell you got in leadership here? We would never join with the United States again. We had a man from UK Parliament literally say on the floor that Joe Biden is incompetent. I want you to think about that for a minute. Our allies are looking at us saying, the man is incompetent. There are people who are saying, we would not take a deal with the United States. We would not have the United States back because we don't see how this guy is going to lead us anymore. There are people saying the UK has got to be independent of the United States allyship because we can't depend on them anymore. That's what they're saying. And here's Joe Biden at the podium saying, I didn't see any of those polls. Everybody's in agreement that I'm a genius. Yeah, everybody is. Meaning who? Jill? Jill Biden said you're a genius? That's about it. Nancy Pelosi, who's just one step and one bucket of water away from saying, I'm melting. That's who said you're a genius? If you want the real harsh truth, I'll give you the real harsh truth. Jill Biden should be arrested for elder abuse because she damn sure knows that her husband is cognitively declined and don't care because she wants the power. If he had a decent family, which he doesn't, one of them, just one of them would say to him, you gotta step down. God bless you, you don't have it. No, they won't. They'll push him out there. Get in the suit and go out there. I want to go to the glamorous parties. I want to be the first lady. I want to buy hookers on your credit card. That's what the United States has become. Every single thing you said was going to happen under Donald Trump did not happen, but it's happening now under this idiot, and you're defending him. I am absolutely outraged. It's bad enough and sad enough and tragic enough if one poor Afghani died trying to get freedom for herself or himself or her family. But when our American soldiers are put into a position where their lives are at risk and then eventually taken from them because of your incompetence, because of your lack of understanding. Yeah, you're a real military genius, Joe. I understand the military. Where's all your tough talk, Joe? I thought you wanted to take Donald Trump out behind the schoolyard and beat his ass. Why don't you tell that to the Taliban leader instead of getting on your hands and knees and saying, please, can we leave the country? Why don't you challenge him to a push-up contest, huh? Why don't you do that, Joe? I'm sure if you took care of Corn Pop, you can take care of the leader of the Taliban, right? What did I tell everybody? I said when Joe Biden gets challenged with these enemy leaders, he's gonna crumble, gonna cost lives, and it did now. So I hope you're happy. I hope every single one of you who went in there and said, Orange Man died, I'm voting for Biden, I hope you're happy. Go to sleep tonight and realize elections have consequences. Big consequences sometimes. So this is where we're at, folks. Joe Biden has created a kill zone. There's no other airport we can get to. Everyone is flocked to one place. So whether it's the Taliban, ISIS, whoever the hell it happens to be, they all know where they got to go to do the most damage. Brilliant move. Just a brilliant strategic genius move. Genius. And it feels as though to talk about anything else today is lessening the importance of what has just happened. Because I want it to sink in. You know, so many people say, well, you know what? They knew what they signed up for when they went in. How come you never say that about the criminals, though? How come you never say, well, that guy knew what might happen to him when he decided to break into somebody's house who shot him dead? How come you never say that? No, well, he knew what he could potentially face when he decided he was going to rob a bank or do drugs or whatever the hell else it happens to be. No, those are poor victims. Well, that poor man just broke in a house trying to get enough money to buy his children formula, and some nasty, horrible, probably Trump supporter shot him dead. You never hear, well, he knew what he was facing when he went in that house. How come? Why is that? How come we never hear, well, he knew what he was getting into when he stuck the needle in his arm for the first time? He knew the chances. He played the game. How come we never hear that? But when our soldiers are killed, then it's a different story. There's, oh, well, they knew what they signed up for. So I don't want to hear any of that nonsense either. The irony of all this is if we didn't have these people brave enough to sign up, you couldn't spout your bullshit. You couldn't be on CNN saying, I think that we are owed reparations. I think that we should be allowed to be a woman if we're a man. I think we should have to wear masks. All of the crapola that you spew, you wouldn't be able to spew any of that. Because you'd be at the mercy of people just like the Taliban right now is going house to house. And they know. See, the Taliban, let me tell you something about the Taliban. You've underestimated them. I hear our military leaders saying they're just a bunch of ignorant, sandaled barbarians. No, they're not. They're smart enough to actually hold a press conference and say, we're going to be more inclusive. We're even going to try to look into global warming and what we can do for the environment while they're beheading people, while they're pushing gays off roofs, while they're raping 12-year-old girls in front of their mother. And there are people in this country saying, oh, wonderful. Oh, good. Maybe that's going to be a good thing. You people. You may be book smart, but you're life ignorant. See, that's the problem. You talk to college kids now, and they're book smart. They can tell you, well, and according to 1947, the following was said by so-and-so. They don't even know what the hell. They're just spouting nonsense. It's just psychobabble. It's true, but they don't even know how to connect the dots. They have no life experience. They just think, well, this is what I was taught, and this is true, and you're an idiot because you didn't take my class. No, you're an idiot, because you were fed propaganda, and your mind was like a sponge, and you just soaked up everything and didn't ask any questions, because that would be too hard. You just said, how do I get my A, how do I get my beer, and how do I get laid? That's what you were worried about in college. So congratulations. Now you've come out and you're book smart and life ignorant and you think you know everything and you don't want to hear anything because you don't want to be snapped out of that bubble that you don't know anything. See, it comes as a great shock to people when they have put years into college and they come out just as confident as they can be that, well, I am the lead among the educated. And then some dude who's had some life experience snaps them into reality, and they're like, I wasn't taught any of this. This can't be true. This is not right. You're not educated like I am. You're not a scholar. No. They're smart. You're an idiot. And that's what's led us to this, a bunch of people who are book smart and life idiots. Because I can tell you right now that if you set down a 9-year-old boy with an army men, and civilian little playmen, and said, okay, you got to evacuate everybody, so get them into the helicopters. The kid would put the civilians in first. That's where we're leading. That's the country we have now. That's the leadership in this country. They're too worried about using someone's correct pronouns and not worried enough about using the iron fist technique. I sit and listen to a man in the Trump administration, who has no reason to lie, because I'm sure there's tapes of it, who said Donald Trump, when he did negotiate with the Taliban leader, said, let me make something perfectly clear. If you in any way violate any of these clauses, most important being that an American gets hurt or killed, the wrath of God itself is coming down on you, and you don't even have a clue how bad it's going to be. You couldn't even in your wildest dreams imagine the weaponry that's going to come crashing down on you. And after the Taliban leader got done wiping his ass crack, guess what? Nobody was injured. Sometimes you have to be the bully in the room. Sometimes you have to be the guy that says, look, I'll do what I say. Joe Biden's not that guy. Joe Biden's the guy that says, hey, fat, how many push-ups can you do? To some poor old gentleman who said, maybe I don't want to vote for you because I'm not really sure you're what we're looking for. Hey, fat, you're too old to vote for me. How many push-ups can you do? Yeah, you're a tough guy. And then when some poor college student stands up and says, well, you know, I have a few questions. Oh, yeah, you're a lying horse-faced pony soldier. That's what you are. Oh, I see. Yeah, you're a tough guy around those people. Then when the Taliban comes to call, you're kissing ass. Could you please think possibly, if it's not too much trouble, you could let our civilians out? But no, not one day past August 31st. Yeah, but we might be having some trouble, so if you could just please see your way clear. No. Okay. Don't get angry with me. That's what we've got. That's what we've got for leadership. And you all voted for it. Biden supporters, all you people had the big old Biden signs. Biden, let's get back to peace in our time. Now, this looks like peace. This is Vietnam, for God's sake! It's like Saigon over there, except they're blowing people up! And Joe Biden gets on the TV and says, before I talk anything about Afghanistan, let me first say that the infrastructure plan is going well, and we hope to do X, Y, and Z, because that's the important thing. Now, I got a newsflash for all you rocket scientists out there. If Joe Biden thought Afghanistan was going so well, he would have led his speech off with it, wouldn't he? That would have been the big thing to brag on. I have great news for you about Afghanistan. We're getting all of our troops out. Everyone's fine. the new reports are coming in wonderful. That would have been the very first thing out of his mouth. It was the very last thing out of his mouth because he had no confidence it's going well, because it wasn't going well. How can it be going well when you ask the people in charge, how many people exactly do we have there? And they say, well, that's tough to say. It's tough to say because it's ever-changing. Okay, well, how many do we have there now as I speak? Could you give me a ballpark figure? How are you going to get them all out if you don't know how many there are? How are you going to do that? Genius. All of these people need to go. Millie, the idiot, needs to go. It's beyond belief. But now it's serious, folks. You know, we could have our debates about, oh, we need a minimum wage higher and we need to tax corporations more. We could have that debate. And that's an honest debate, and you can decide for yourself what you think is best for the country. And those are Republican and Democrat strong points, and we go back and forth. And in the end, we do what we think is right. This is no longer about that. This is about minimum of 4 American soldiers who will never see their family again. And for no cause, zero cause. See, this is the thing. It's one thing if people are going to say, well, they go out and fight the war, and I don't hear you saying, yeah, there's a cause for that. There's a just and moral cause. This was avoidable, completely 100% avoidable. What are you going to tell the parents of those 4 men and women? This was completely avoidable, but I screwed up. I mean, that's what a man does. It's not what Joe Biden's going to do. They're going to say, well, we knew it was going to be a mess. Did you really? Well, then how come you're on television saying there is no circumstance, none, by which we will have to airlift people off the embassy with helicopters? There is no situation by which we're going to have American soldiers' lives in danger. How wrong can you possibly be? How wrong can you possibly be? And how much is the American people going to put up with before some people just realize you were lied to? You were lied to about Donald Trump for 4 straight years. The left made him your Satan. Blame everything on old Satan. It's not you who don't want to work, so you're making zero money. That's Donald Trump's fault. It's not you that you can't be a millionaire because you have a college degree in lesbian interpretive dance arts. That's Donald Trump's fault. It can't possibly be you. You did everything right. It's the evil corporations that Donald Trump is in bed with that keeps you down. And you fell for it. Because everybody wants to be told it's not their fault. It's not your fault you quit high school to pursue a career in, puppetry that went nowhere. Can't be your fault. Can't be your fault that all your college classes result in absolutely no real actual job experience. That can't be your fault. Can't be your fault that your evil employer doesn't want to pay you top dollar because you're late 4 days out of 5 and you leave early the other days. It's got to be Donald Trump's fault. So you had your Satan. And here comes your God, Joe Biden, who comes down and says, oh, I will save you. And you flock to him. And you basically drank the Kool-Aid. What you did. Now, I'm not being too hard on some of you. You're a victim of your news media. Your news media sent you propaganda and you believed it. But you do have to face the facts that what just happened here, that some of this is your fault. And if they didn't die in vain, then at least let this be your wake-up call that you should not trust any of our mainstream media. Do your own research. Don't be lazy. There's always an excuse. Well, I really don't have time. I just have this channel on at work. And please, you hear something you don't like, Google it or research it yourself. Try to find out what you can find out about it. You'd have learned a long time ago that Joe Biden was sleepwalking his way through a life in politics anyway. You would have learned a long time ago that Kamala Harris wasn't even respected by the people she worked with. You would have learned a long time ago, what'd she get, 1%? She got 1% of the Democrat vote. Even the Democrats didn't want her. You know why she's in there? Because she fit two key demographics. She's black and she's a woman. That's good enough. Those two boxes, that's all that matters. Check those two boxes, you're in. Does she have any actual experience? Nah, who cares? Is she well-liked and respected among her? Who cares? She's black and she's a woman. Funny how that doesn't work for Candace Owens, though. When Candace Owens is, she's black and she's a woman. Oh, she's this. She's a female Uncle Tom. She's this. She's that. She's the other thing. You know, I can't believe you don't understand that the real racism here, the real division is coming from the left. It's not coming from the right. You were used like useful idiots, all of you. And so Biden takes what, admittedly, no one is saying we should not have gotten out of Afghanistan. I think a large percentage of Americans were in agreement that we were there for a long, long, long time in an area that was never going to be a democratically run country. However, I told you on a previous show, we have tons of troops stationed all over the place in friendly and non-friendly countries. And to leave a small force there to make sure that the Afghan army wasn't just ran over like a bunch of stray dogs, it was not a bad idea. It's not a bad idea. So now the Taliban, who's learned from the left, will get on television and say all the right things. Oh, we're very inclusive to women. We want women actually in our governmental system. They can go to school. They can work. How come then? Just a couple of days after they took over, a woman went to her job to work and was told, you no longer work here, you're a woman, go. They just want to lie to you on TV because they know if we say the right things, if we say environment, Trump's bad, inclusive, and a few other really key words, all of the liberals will leave us alone and we can behead women, we can rape, we can pillage, we can be... we can force marriages on 11-year-old girls. We can push gays off roofs. We can hold it like an event, like a sporting event. You know, that's what they do, right? They pile people into a stadium to watch the executions and the torturing and the mutilation of people. There's your inclusive government. Congratulations. And don't think for 1 minute that this can't come here. Maybe not to this degree. But I want you to take a look in Australia, where they have people on the news. This man is wanted by the police because he left his house and he had a positive COVID test. Hunt him. Hunt him like an animal. We can't have all of the rescue dogs having to be fed. Someone has to leave their house to do that, and it could spread COVID. So shoot all the rescue dogs. Think that didn't happen? Look it up. They went into the shelters, and they shot all the rescue dogs so no one would have to risk their lives to feed them. They're setting up internment camps. You've got to go in there if you got COVID and stay. In our country, we're starting it. In Oregon now, the mayor of Oregon that beacon of intelligence, says, I'm sorry, but even if you're vaccinated, you have to wear a mask, even outdoors. Even outdoors. Where Dr. Fauci himself, who would have us wear four of them indoors when we're with our family, got more than two people at your table, you better both be wearing four masks. Even he says, that's absurd. COVID doesn't really spread outside. It's about zero, the percentage of spreading of COVID outside. So, you know, that's totally unnecessary. Oh, no, it's necessary with her. I'm your governor. You'll listen to me. You wear your masks outside. Because they like the power. You've all been subjected to the world's biggest guinea pig test. And they want to know who the guinea pigs are that will willingly walk into the lab. That's kind of what it is. You don't believe me? Well, then just look at this. Look at this fact. It wasn't that long ago that if you said COVID came out of the Wuhan lab, you were a crazy conspiracy theorist. Oh, that's nuts. That's absolutely crazy talk. Turned out to be true. Now it's switched to, well, if you think the vaccines aren't helping or you're in any way, shape, or form, it's bad to take the vaccine, you're a conspiracy theorist. I don't know. I'm just going by the statistics. I'm not necessarily anti-vax, but I think that you have to really judge it for yourself. If you're 80 years old and you've got diabetes, you may want to vax. But if you're going to tell me that some 12-year-old kid who's healthy as a bear needs to have that needle put in his arm, you're insane. You're insane. And I know a lot of people wrote to me and said, well, you said that if the FDA approved it, and the FDA did approve the Pfizer, good for them. Here's the problem. The FDA's lying. And I'll tell you why they're lying, because they came out and said it's going to take us at least one more year to do it. Then Afghanistan hit, and the president put some pressure on them, I guess, and said, we need some positive news. You better get that out, and you better get it out quick, or your funding will be goodbye. All of a sudden, it was like, oh, it's fine. They've admitted they haven't totally tested it. So don't give me the bullshit about they have totally approved it. No, they didn't. They put their stamp of approval on it and just said, well, cross your fingers. Hopefully we did the right thing. This is what we're living in a country of. Let's do this and hope it's the right thing instead of planning. There's no longer any planning. Oh, pulling out of Afghanistan, that's popular with the American people, Mr. President. Okay, well, let's get them out. Well, what's the plan? Get them out. Tell our soldiers to leave. Well, I don't know. Do you think that's a good idea? I don't know. We'll consult the generals. General, what do you think? Please, Mr. President, don't bother me while I'm reading my How to Combat White Rage book. I'm almost done with it, and I'm in tears. Because I never realized what a horrible, evil, terrible human being I am just because my skin is white. So right now I'm feeling very emotional. Could you call me back in the morning? Of course. Of course, and thank you. Thank you for your dedicated research. That's what we got in this country. We don't have generals anymore who says, well, this is the deal. You want to get these guys out? You clear out the embassy? You make sure every single one of these papers and hard drives are either destroyed or safe, so that the Taliban cannot come in here and find anyone who helped us. Then we evacuate everybody from the embassy. Then everyone we promised that helped us, all of our interpreters, all of our guides, everything else, they're gone and their families. Then when all that's done, then our soldiers will leave. And before we do so, you make it very clear to the Taliban, sir, if one of them peeked their head out of a sand dune to try to stop us before it happens, it's done. We're staying put and we're wiping your ass off the map. That's all you do. And they'd have done it. They wanted the country. They'd have done it. They'd have been like, no, no, no. How come? How come if it was all Donald Trump's fault, how come there weren't suicide bombers walking into airports when Donald Trump was the president, huh? Where'd these suicide bombers come from all of a sudden? Did you hear any? Did you? Answer me, did you? No! So don't give me crap about how Donald Trump was the same. It's not true. Wake up! How much cold water do I have to pour on your head before you wake out of your goddamn slumber? You idiot! The Trump's exit plan would have been exactly the same. You don't know beans from applesauce. That's just what you say to cover your own ass because you don't have any facts. And you're left with a very hard lesson. I was an idiot. I was lied to. I believed it, and I cost American lives. And now you can't deal with the guilt because you're a sissy. So you got to try to pass the blame. Like a little kid. That's what a little kid does, right? I didn't break the lamp. The cat broke the lamp. I saw the cat break the lamp. But then when you're an adult, you're supposed to kind of say, oh, man, I broke your lamp. I'm sorry. I'll replace it, right? No. They're still in the White House going, it's Donald Trump's fault. We didn't have Donald Trump. And then you got that cackling buffoon who should try out for the Joker in the next Batman movie instead of being the vice president saying, I don't know what's going on in Afghanistan. It's a horrible situation. What the hell is wrong with you? Do you have a disease? If you do, please admit it so that we won't keep picking on you. If you have a disease where you laugh and you cannot control your laughter, then please tell us. You'll have to excuse me. I have this thing where I have uncontrollable laughter when I'm asked questions and I can't control it, so sometimes it'll seem inappropriate, but I'm not trying to be inappropriate. Then at least we can say, well, all right, I guess we're going to have to make an allowance for it. No, instead she's at the airport. I don't know. What do you think? I can't stand it anymore. I can't stand it anymore. When the French are looking at you going, these people are pushovers, I guess you may as well forget it. Every single foreign leader that's our friends are looking at us like, who in the hell is in charge of that country, and do we want to be involved with them in any way, shape, or form? And all of our enemies are licking their chops saying, man, is it open season. We can get away with anything we want to get away with, and we're going to do it. It's a sad day when I have to say I hope 4 American lives lost is the end. It's a damn sad day. I don't want to sit here and yell at you. I really don't. I know a lot of people say that's your shtick or that's your... No, it's not. No, it's not. This is coming from my heart. Whether you like it or you don't like it, you think I'm nuts, you think I'm right, I don't care. I'm leveling with you people. And this is absurd. And at some point, you have to open your eyes. You have to take a look around you and say, I don't care if Donald Trump, I hated Donald Trump. I don't care if he annoys me. This wasn't happening under his administration. We can't have this. And you can't fall for this double talk anymore. Jen Psaki says to Peter Ducey during a White House press briefing, every American who wants to leave Afghanistan will be given that opportunity. Oh, let's pick your words very carefully. Who wants to leave? See, this is what the Democrats do all the time. They change the definition. So guess what's going to happen? Those people who can't get to the airport, you know what they're going to say? They didn't want to leave. If they wanted to leave, they'd have got to the airport. So they didn't want to leave. I mean, we can't go door to door and force them to leave if they don't want to. They're lying to you. They wanted to leave. They didn't dare. See, that's the thing. She picks her words very carefully, doesn't she? This double talk has to end, folks. You have to wake up. If I could shake each and every one of you awake, I would. You have to wake up. This isn't a conspiracy theory. I'm not some far right-wing person that says Hillary Clinton's a lizard person and John Kennedy Jr. is still alive. I'm not that guy. And it's not helping, by the way. But what I will tell you is this. You were used as idiots. They fed you propaganda with a spoon like a baby and you ate it up. And they got their way. They got Trump out of office. Even though it probably took a pandemic and some very questionable voter-changing laws and probably flat-out fraud to do it. Oh, but there's no fraud. We just found 10,000 ballots in a man's, by the way, a drug addict's car who passed out from a drug overdose in California. And, oh, it's the Gavin Newsom recall votes. Oh, what's he doing with so many of those? And from what I hear, all of them was no recall, no recall. Oh, that's interesting. Wow. So let me get this straight. Some drug addict who's passed out in his car just happens to have 10,000 ballots that says Gavin Newsom should remain the governor. Oh, gee, nothing to see here. You not liking Donald Trump has nothing to do with not liking America. And you better understand that's not going to be America pretty soon. Your voice isn't going to matter. You think they're going to listen to your voice when they don't need you anymore? Right now they need you. As soon as they don't need you, as soon as all of the aliens, illegal aliens flood over and they have a good, better voting base, they don't need you. And then your voice ain't going to matter. And you're going to say, wait a minute, I objected to shut up and sit down. We don't need you here. We've rearranged America to suit our voter base. We have complete control over this country. And your opinion is not needed. That's what's going to happen. There wasn't one person, at least that I know of, and if there is, they should come forward, in this White House administration that stood up and said, Mr. President, you can't withdraw like this. You can't have just control of one airport. You can't send the troops home first. And you're going to have to keep your word to the Afghans that you gave your word to, or no one will ever work with us again. So those things have got to happen. No, they just said, whatever you want, sir. You want me to pull them out today? Okay. Can I finish my chapter on how white people are evil again before I give the order? It's pathetic. All of them need to go. Blinken needs to go. Millie needs to go. Joe needs to go. And I don't care if that makes the female version of the Joker the president. Let her be the president. And then everybody will see how incompetent she is. And everybody will see what a joke she is. And maybe, just maybe, some of the Democrats will wake up and say, what the hell did we do? These are the two clowns we put in charge? Maybe, just maybe, that'll happen. Let her have her hand at it. Can she be worse than Joe? She's not going to do anything. She's too lazy. And she's probably too arrogant and too self-centered to have anybody tell her what to do. So in other words, Joe Biden's walking around saying, where's my underpants and which one of you is the mailman? And they're saying, Joe, go out there and say the environment's in terrible shape and white privilege is ruining society. Okay. Now, Kamala Harris, on the other hand, would probably be like, I know what's best. I don't need your input. I'm the queen. That's probably what she'd do. She'd probably tell AOC to go. Never mind. You know what she'd tell AOC to go do. Not because she thinks AOC is necessarily wrong or that she's any better than her, but because her ego wouldn't allow her to take any kind of advice. She'd be like, who are you, little girl? I'm the president. You get the hell away from me. Because that's all their attitudes. That's all their attitudes. And for Nancy Pelosi to sit at that lectern and say, huh, I agree with our president. I think everything's going well. What do you got to say tonight, Nancy? Huh? While you're eating your $200 package of ice cream bars, huh? What the hell you got to say? You're a national disgrace. And if you had one single iota of decency in your body, you would say, I was wrong. I apologize to the American people. Joe has to go. But you won't, because you don't have any decency. You don't care. I guarantee Nancy Pelosi is not losing 1 minute of sleep over four soldiers blown up in Afghanistan. She doesn't care. You know what her attitude is going to be? The same as all of the left. Hey, you knew what you were getting into when you signed up. Comes with the job. No, it doesn't come with the job. No one signs up to die. You know, a good president would say, well, maybe he should visit, huh? Maybe Joe should go over there. Maybe he can challenge a couple of them. Want to do some push-ups? Tough guy. Oh, he won't go over. He won't go anywhere near there. And to send the CIA, head of the CIA, to negotiate with a terrorist organization and get nothing, by the way. Oh, here's these CIA, who they're big tough guys, right? He goes over to the freaking Taliban leaders, and he thinks we could please have a couple extra days just in case. No. Please? No. Pretty please? No. I'm sorry, sir. I did my best. Did you pretty please him? Yeah, I did. And he still said no? Yes. Oh, he's a tough negotiator. How do you pretty please a guy and he says no? These are serious, serious negotiators. You know what Trump would have said? I can't even repeat on the radio show what Trump would have said, but that's what he would have said. And guess what? Taliban leaders would have listened. Because at the end of the day, they can say all they want about we're willing to die for our country. No, you're not. You ran into the desert like cowards when we first got there. If you're willing to die for your country, you'd have died right then and there. You ran away. So don't give me that shit. That's a lie. That's propaganda. So if we had a president, a strong-willed president, who said, listen, we're pulling out of Afghanistan. We're giving you what you want. We're taking with us all the Afghan people that helped us. We're taking all of our equipment. By the way, do you understand how much we armed the Taliban? And probably by proxy also armed other terrorist organizations. Al-Qaeda for sure. And if ISIS-K gets control of anything, maybe they'll have some of it, huh? Well, what were we supposed to do with the weapons, says Nancy Pelosi. Blow them up, Nancy. You airhead. Blow them the fuck up so nobody can get them. Oh, they don't even really know how to use some of the more higher technology stuff, says our generals. No, they'll pass it over to China, who will reverse engineer it. Einstein. I can't believe the people who are in charge of this. I can't believe it. You think China won't be in Afghanistan within days mining their mineral fields? And they'll be cherry-picking weapons. By the way, not all of these terrorists are from Afghanistan. Some of them are just right next door in Pakistan. And guess what Pakistan has? Nuclear weapons. Oh. Gee, that's a problem, isn't it? I mean, if they were to get into Pakistan, could they potentially get their hands on nuclear weapons? Never happen. You'll never see it happen. Just like you never see it happen, they're evacuating people from the embassy, huh? By helicopter. Just like it would never happen that the Taliban will take over Kabul. Joe Biden has not been right about anything. Inflation is sky high. You can't get anybody to work. The price of lumber is so high that building is at a standstill. They're flooding our borders. The pandemic is back because he couldn't control it. Isn't it ironic? Well, Trump did a terrible job with the pandemic. Yeah, he closed the borders, though, didn't he? Now you opened up all these borders, and oh, here comes a variant. Oh, gee, you think that's possible? You'll never, ever, 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 ever have to wear a mask again as long as you take your vaccine. So take your vaccine, son. Take the vaccine. Wear a mask anyway. We were wrong. Then you got people, there is one guy literally said, the vaccine is as safe as an aspirin. Really? Well, I want you to give me the hard copy on that, because I can show you tens of thousands of people who had deadly or extremely adverse reactions to your vaccines. I don't recall that when you take an aspirin properly. So I think you're a liar. And that's my kind word for you. I think you're a liar. And I think the Americans have had just about their fill, I know I have, of being lied to constantly. You know, there's that old saying, when somebody lies to you once, I didn't take your money. And you say, okay, well, all right, maybe you didn't. I left it on the table. I thought you took it, but maybe I'm wrong. Next time your money's gone and they're the only person, if you still continue to say, well, he told me he didn't take it the first time, so logically he couldn't have taken it this time. Must be I have a poltergeist. Maybe mice come and jump on the counter and take my money. At some point, it's your fault. If you're going to just continually be lied to and say, okay, I believe it, then eventually it's your fault. And eventually you have to take responsibility and say, well, I knew it was a lie and I let it go. They're lying to you, folks. They lied to you about Afghanistan. They lied to you about the economy. They lied to you about the pandemic. They lied to you about virtually everything, especially Donald Trump. They lied to you constantly about that. And now four and maybe more. Let's please God, no more. But and we have to rely on Russian intelligence to tell us this, by the way. We don't have any intelligence. The Russian intelligence says four American soldiers killed. Thanks, Russia. Wish we had some intelligence. Apparently we don't anymore. The Biden administration, we don't know how many people are there. Please, no more. Let this be the end of it. But you have to get Joe Biden out. This man cannot run this country. And I know the choice behind him is no better, and the choice behind her is even worse. But we're going to have to deal with it, folks, because elections do have consequences, and so do actions have consequences. And his actions have to have consequences. He can't get away with this. If it means Kamala Harris is the president, then damn it, then she is. And we're going to have to try to cut her off at the knees when we have our midterms. But the bottom line is Joe Biden needs to go. He created a kill zone and people are being killed. Let's hope we've seen the last of it.
Marcus Game, as I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.